Hey, good afternoon, everybody. What's up? It's Mike Williams. I'm on the call. Who's out there with me? Hey, welcome to the call. Who else is out there on the call? State your name and where you're calling from.
It's Manny from Hinesville, Georgia.
Hey, Manny, what's up, brother? Welcome to the call. How are you guys maintaining so far this week?
So, yeah, had a good reality check yesterday, so I'm ready to really step it up.
Oh, that's cool. Reality checks are always good, especially when they come from those mentors of ours, right? Letting us know where we need to rev it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I hear you, bro. It happens. You know who my mentor is, Mr. Jermaine Steele. And when he wants to share some information, you better implement it. And if you don't, he's going to let you know what it is. And, but, you know, we need those type of people around us, right?
Exactly.
People who actually care about our success. And, you know, people who are actually going to keep us accountable for what we, you know, for what we said we wanted, right? So it's always good to have that type of peer group, man. So it ain't nothing wrong with a little reality check every now and then. Keep us focused and in the game. Who just came on the call? State your name and where you calling from.
Hey, it's Kian from Minnesota.
Hey, welcome to the call. Good morning or afternoon.
Good morning. Oh, it's 11 here.
I hope everything. I hope Julian. I heard a little bit of the call yesterday. If he didn't update you yesterday, I was actually. The night before I took my my mother and brothers, we went out to Benihana's for my mother's birthday / Mother's Day. And, yeah, so, you know, we were hanging out, and during the middle of dinner, I was having trouble breathing. And I was like, whoa, you know, it just randomly happened. So I thought it was maybe the shellfish or something like that. You know, I've had a history of, you know, maybe eating crabs and feeling a little scratchy in my throat. So thought it was, you know. I didn't pay any attention to it. And I kind of just, you know, I was like, I'll sleep it off. But, you know, on the way home, I was breathing a lot heavier. And as I was sleeping at night, I couldn't really sleep. So by that morning, I took my son's nebulizer, and I'm using his nebulizer.
Oh, my gosh. Typical man. Don't go to the doctor. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So it worked for a little, and after it worked, I tried it again. And then eventually my wife was like, no, why don't you go to the emergency room? I'm like, nah, I'm going to sleep it off. So by 11 o'clock that morning, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get somebody on the call because I ain't going to be able to breathe on the call. So the moment Julian said, I will step in and do your call for you, Mike, I was like, oh, thank God, because I'm at the ER now. I'm going into the ER. And, you know, they gave me a grown-up nebulizer and a pump. And I ended up catching the end of the call, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I should have just went last night, and I would have been prepared, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Oh, but, man, but, you know, it's cool.
Life lessons.
Definitely. know, it happened every so often, you know, and the last time it happened was, like, 2010. So I didn't have a problem. I wasn't thinking about it. I was, you know, doing my thing.
Yeah.
And but it's good to have people in your circle, someone like Julian, who can step in and just take care of the call for you, right?
Absolutely.
So you got people on the same
if you can depend on. Yeah.
Absolutely, they can step in and do whatever you need to do. But let's get into the call today. It's 12:05. It looks like people have chimed in. If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, you can do so now. I'll give you that opportunity. You can state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Jules from L.A.
Hey, there he is, the man himself. Welcome to the call, brother. Anybody else on the call? All right, cool deal. All right, I'm going to do a decent call. It's might be, well, all our calls are fairly short, just enough to get us going, to get us through the day, get us to the next day, you know, make sure we're hitting those goals that we we said we were going to hit today and getting a little closer to those weekly goals that we said we were going to hit as well. Wednesday's usually that day where you got to rev things up because Friday is getting here, the weekend's coming, so you want to make sure everything is solid and sealed in your business. But most importantly, you know, like everything that I went through yesterday, and to have somebody like Julian to step in and deliver an awesome call, and to do it, like, he was probably on the road on his way to work because it's like 9 in the morning where he is in California. So for him to just step in and do what he needs to do, it's an awesome feeling. And, you know, that's what brings up the topic that, you know, energy is contagious. Right? Energy is contagious. When you start doing something that people can tap into, they see the consistency, they then want to be a part of that. When you get around people who are, I don't know, just in their own toxic mess, just being negative, and that's not really the energy you want to be. But you know what? It's not your job to tell them what they need to do, but it is your job to make sure you're doing what you have to do and to be that light. Because, see, when light is shining bright enough, people have no choice but to lighten up, right? They have no choice when the light is just that heavy. When you start bringing in all these different people and you're building your peer group, And everybody is just on the same wavelength. That light gets so bright, and it gets so contagious that other people have no choice but to get in, right? Get in or get left behind, because, you know, we will not deal for negativity no more. We won't deal for these negative people coming in and messing up our circle. We will not deal with this stuff anymore. We're going to keep moving forward and building our peer groups of people who definitely want to do exactly what we want to do, who want to change their lives, who want to change other people's lives. And when we tap into that source of energy, man, the things it can do for your own life is absolutely amazing. When I tap into a peer group that I'm in now, and, you know, every day we're in this chat and we're just talking, and they're just talking about all the different accomplishments and things they got done today, and you sit there and you're like, man, I better get to work, because this thing is working for average people, right? This thing is working for people who have no backgrounds in education, no college background, people who have no business background. This thing is working for them, so why can't it work for me? So you just start tapping into this energy, and you're like, man, let's get out here and do this thing. Let's do it. And when you're tapping in, you have to catch that energy, because energy is contagious. So that's a part of my message today. I just want to tell everybody to just get in that peer group just from yesterday, to be able to just send out a message and have so many hands raised of people who would say, Mike, I'll fill in, I'll take the lead and help you out. That felt so good to know that your back is covered, right? Most of our lives, a lot of us have been in circles of people who say they're there for us, but when the time comes and when it's down to the wire, all of a sudden they disappear and they can't give you that helping hand. And, you know, it's amazing how you can meet people who aren't in your bloodline, right? Who don't even have the same blood as you, who may have been through the same struggles, but they're not where you're from, but yet they can tap into your circle, they can say, yo, I got you,
yeah,
and not want anything in return. It's like, how does that happen? You know, where does that magic come from? Just understand that you're the lucky one. If you're the one on this call and you're from a family like that, I just know that you're the lucky one. You're the one that's out here taking the strides to change their life, to change their perspective, to do big things. And I guarantee when you start doing those big things and you're being consistent with your efforts every single day, people are going to catch on. They're going to ask you, what is your magic formula? They're going to ask you, what is your secret? What keeps you so happy? What keeps you living in an abundant state? Even though you don't have everything that you desire, but you're just in this abundant state, they're going to start asking you, what is it? And then it's that's your opportunity to share. Now, whether they're down or not, that's totally up to them, but you've done everything you need to do on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. That's the name of the game, consistency, guys. Consistency in your feelings, consistency in your actions in your business, consistency in your approach, in your delivery, consistency in learning. I talk about it all the time. We have to continue to learn each and every day to make ourselves better, not just for ourselves, but the people that are around us. When they see that you get it, eventually they will get it. And if they don't ever get it, keep praying for them. Keep praying for them, because that's all you can do, right?
Yeah.
We get so caught up in trying to change. You see, we get so caught up in trying to change people that we forget that the game is about changing ourselves, and they will naturally change themselves when you will no longer take the negativity, when you will no longer feed into the nonsense, when you will be that person that says, forget this, I'm changing the game. I don't have to have the same circumstances as my parents. I don't have to have the same circumstances as some of my flunky friends. I don't have to have these same circumstances. If it is in my blueprint, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to change my blueprint. And once you tap into that community of people that will, like Manuel said, he got a reality check yesterday because he's in a community of people that are willing to give him that reality check because he stated exactly what he wanted out of life. And his efforts may have not been showing that he wanted this out of a life. So guess what? That friend, that real friend that stepped up to the plate and said, my man, you said you wanted this, but your actions aren't equivalent to what you want. When somebody can honestly check you like that, and you can sit back and take it and say, you know what? He's right or she's right. I got to do what I have to do. That's when you know you tapped into the right peer group. And that type of energy is contagious, my friends. And if you tap into that on a daily basis, whether it's this call, whether it's another call, whether it's just a small group of you and your business partners, and you tap into that positive energy, just making changes every single day, things will change for you, and they will change completely. It will change so fast in a matter of time. I mean, I've seen people who have been struggling online and all of a sudden had a $3,000 week. It's like, whoa, what was the difference? The difference was the people that we surround ourselves with.
Yeah.
Right, the people who were getting those numbers, and we surrounded ourselves with them. We picked their brains. We took their constructive criticism, and we applied it. And then that's when things start to change. So many people, they can't take that constructive criticism. And those people who can't take that constructive criticism, they're going to fail in the long run. Okay, because when somebody has a substantial result and he's telling you or she's telling you what you need to do, you need to follow those instructions and catch that energy. All right, but eventually you'll catch it anyway as long as you stay plugged in. So as long as you guys constantly stay plugged in, man, we're going to keep growing as people. That's what we're doing, right? We're building the greatest community of people, developing the mindset to win. That's what this is about, developing that mindset. Because in business and life in general, it's going to take a strong-minded person to have a set of values, right? And if they run into someone who's just totally the total opposite of what they believe in, it's going to take a strong mindset for you to keep moving forward in your belief system and not change your perspective because of someone else. See, in this world of online marketing, network marketing, so many people go out here and they see all these shiny new tools, and they simply change their perspective just like that, right? Just like that. It's because they never actually had the focus. They were never actually plugged in to people who were being successful in their particular niche. They weren't staying plugged in, so guess what? They got lost in the wind, and somebody else who had a nice shiny object scooped them right up. But until they decide to stay plugged into a particular community and move forward and not be swayed by somebody else's either negativity or somebody else's shiny new tool, if they will stick to what they believe in and keep moving forward, then eventually we'll see that success that they're looking for. But we have to stay focused and we have to stay plugged into our communities so we can too get those reality checks and continue to grow. That's the name of the game, is about growing, right, guys? It's about growing, getting better each and every day. Right now I'm going to open up the floor really fast. But I forgot to do this. I want to open up the floor. If someone had some sort of breakthrough this week, if you decided to do something in a different way and got a new result, if you want to take one and a half minutes to share that now, I'll open up the floor with you so we can kind of get some type of, I can't think of the word right now. But yeah, go ahead. The floor is open. If you want to hop in and do so, you can do it now.
I would like to say something, Mike, if that's all right.
Sure. I opened up the floor because I need a drink of water. Go ahead.
Right, can you breathe? You need your nebulizer?
Yeah, you know it, though. Man. Go ahead, Manuel. The floor is yours, brother. Go ahead, Manuel. The floor is yours.
Basically, what I wanted to say is yesterday, when I did get that reality check, it really made me question, you know, what is the purpose of me doing what I'm doing? What is the purpose of me getting on here online, you know, what was the purpose of me quitting my job and saying I'm going to make it? What was the purpose of me going to Chicago and telling everybody that I was going to try to work my butt off to get on stage, holding a check or just get on stage? You know, and every day when you wake up, this is something that actually Julian was talking about yesterday. We had a hangout. You know, it's like you write down your goals and you look at every single day when you take a break. When you take a break, you look at your goals and you try to engrave that into your head like a tattoo. Engrave that so deep into your soul that by the time you realize, you already, you know, where you're basically trying to be. So that is my new goal, and that is my breakthrough that I've had, you know, and just being able to really realize that I wasn't behaving as a teachable person. You know what I mean? So you've got to be teachable. You know what I mean? Like, when I was told that was my reality check, that really, it really hit my soul. I was like, wow. You know, I thought I was, and here I am not following what I should have been following. And steady dying and looking for. Because I want this, and I also want to help people. But this whole system, this whole lifestyle, this whole talking, you know, to these type of people, that is what drives me every single day. Besides, you know, my family and God, that's what drives me every single day. You know, your why is the biggest thing in your mindset, right along with your growth. So the most powerful thing you can do is just be real to yourself, commit, and just work the game like you can work it like nobody else. And that's how I'm just, you know, that's how I feel now. You know, that's the power that I feel now. Like what I was told, you know, I didn't mean to take the whole floor. But that was, you know, something very, very powerful that happened to me that changed the whole game and changed my whole outlook. It made me question myself inside out. Who am I and what will I bring?
Who am I? That's huge. That's huge. A lot of us can't answer that question right away when they ask, who am I? They can't answer that right, you know? So that's cool, man. That's good stuff to grow on. I mean, whatever you know, what you were told, you hold on to that. You know, you learn from it and you just grow, man. That's definitely going to make a difference in a lot of things. Was somebody else stepping in just now? Okay, I thought I cut somebody. Go ahead, Jules.
Hey, you know, I was going to share something about that. I was listening to some audio this morning, and it was talking about how to influence people. And one of the things that we say that can influence people the most is caring and being a caring person and caring about them and being engaged, present when you're talking to them. And so the story that I wanted to share with you was it happened over the last probably maybe 3 weeks. And, you know, they say trust your gut. And it's interesting because as I've been growing here, sometimes I don't always trust my gut. I kind of just let the logic, you know, take over or, you know, go with my heart or something like that. It doesn't always lead me necessarily down the right path that I thought it would lead me. But usually, if I just follow my gut, I get led down the right path every time. So the story is that, you know, I was talking to somebody, you know, on one of our teams, and my gut was just telling me, like, man, something's not right with this cat, you know, like they sound depressed or they sound like they're crying out for help, but they're not saying anything, right? And so I'm talking to them, seeing how things are going, and you know, they're just telling me about, you know, some of their challenges and stuff like that. But my gut was just saying, man, something wrong. So anyway, so I helped the cat out and you know, gave him some advice and just, you know, I went along with that. My gut was saying, you know, be caring about this person because there's something here. And it turns out, and I just found this out the other day, talking to him, he almost committed suicide.
Mm.
And it wasn't the only reason he claimed he told me. He was like, the only reason why I didn't commit suicide that day when I was talking to you was because you felt like you cared about me.
Nothing.
Really? I mean, I was just like, you know, connecting with you and, you know, like, you know, trying to make sure you're cool and, you know, how business is going and stuff like that. And then little did I even know, like, this guy's like literally on the brink of disaster, right? But my gut was telling me, just keep caring because something's not right here. And so when you're doing your business, if your gut is telling you something, like, listen to it because it's telling you something for a reason. And,
yep.
You know, maybe being that, just taking that extra, you know, 5 minutes to be caring,
yep.
It can save a life.
Wow.
I mean, I was just like, you know, floored when he told me. Oh, like, are you serious? He was like, yeah, man. I was like, you know, it was really bad. You know, I ran away from home and all this stuff. And I was like, what? You know, and he was telling me about how, like, you know, I thought people didn't care about me and that, you know, like, my existence here was a waste. And I'm like, no, not even close. I mean, you're so great. I mean, like, what you do is, like, really awesome, and you have a great talent,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so just taking that 5-10 minutes extra, show him that I actually really cared. Like, you know, I was interested in what he was doing, and I was present and engaged in the conversation versus just a kind of, like, you know, hey, what's up? And then I'm that person. Hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, just being that much more engaged and caring really can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of my breakthrough this week. You know, from being on the calls and stuff like that and just, like, you know, listening to my gut, it just reminded me, like, you know, I need to listen to my gut more. It's just telling me the right thing to do.
Wow. That is what's up. That is huge. So we got someone who had a reality check and somebody who decided to listen to that gut and save a life, for crying out loud. Man, that's so deep, so deep. We're coming down to 12:23, guys. We shared some stuff today. We got some great stories. We're constantly trying to structure the call so that, you know, everybody can get more out of this call each and every day. You can text motivation to 77948 to updates. I haven't sent down any updates yet. I'm trying to structure it in a proper way. Somebody want to step in?
Yes, this is Carla Mike.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I am fabulous right about now. I want to share what I have gone through. I've taken such a big leap of faith. And recreating the life that I was born to live. Okay, at the beginning of the month, I decided that I wanted to take someone up on, well, it was Lisa Nichols, with her, and she had given a, she made an offer for 30 people that listened to the call to come to her conference for free. We just need to get to San Diego. So I said, this is what I want to do, because last year I wanted to go to one of her conferences and I couldn't make it. And I said, you know what, this is what I want to do. And I started a campaign, and I raised $125.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was looking for $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this was up to yesterday. Over the weekend, my mother had asked me, because we're moving as well, and
mm-hmm.
he had asked me about getting a room, you know, how much, you know, this cost to get a room. And so I had looked into it. I asked a friend of mine that I know that rents a room, and so I called her back on it yesterday and gave her the details. And I was like, are you looking for a room, Mom? And she said, no, I wanted to get one for you. I was like, oh, I don't want a room. I want to go to California. So if you want to do something for me, you can give me that place to go to California. And
nice.
She obliged me today. She called me today, and she said, hey, I got your money.
Wow.
Come and get it. And so I'm on the way. This is why I'm going to train. I just got to train. So I am just so excited.
Uh-huh.
Because, number one, I've never done anything like that. You know, I've never done a campaign asking people for money and things of that nature. I'm just doing things that I've never done before. And initially, when I created the campaign, I said that, you know, I'm not going to ask my family. I'm not going to burden them. They've been such a resource for me for so long that I'm not going to burden them. And so just in conversation, when I asked my mom, Mom, you getting a room for yourself? And she said, no, for you. It was just like, that was the opportunity right there. So I just thank God for just for everything, because I just know in my gut, in my Noah, you know, because God has even shown me his promises that my life is going to turn for the better. And I'm just so excited. You know, even though I don't know what to expect over there, never been over there, don't know anybody. Well, I know Julian from yesterday. But I just know that's where I'm supposed to be, okay? It's a one-way ticket, and I made a decision that it's a one-way ticket, and I'm staying over there, even though I have no clue about anything. But I'm just going off of my gut, off of my spirit, off of what I know that God is telling me. So I'm just so excited. I just need to share that. And being on a motivational call has really helped me to go through this process. You know, just being with like-minded people, you know? We're going someplace and being a part of the support system that you've created, Mike. So I really appreciate it.
That's what's up, man. Oh, my God, that is fantastic. When you set your intention, you know, me and Jules, you know, we work together a lot, and we talk about setting the intention. And she set that intention, and the universe made it happen. I mean, people don't believe in this stuff. This stuff is real. She had no clue how she was getting to California or where the money was coming from, but because she already decided, I'm going, everything worked in her favor. I mean, that's some powerful stuff. And congratulations to you. Enjoy yourself. And it's just only the beginning. Oh, man, that's awesome. Guys, it's 12:28. I want to close out the call. Some powerful stuff. I'm going to set up the recording if you want to listen to this again. And I'm going to put it in the Daily Motivation event group. Man, you can text Motivation to 77948. Some powerful stories today. You guys got, you know, sending me on my way with some good stuff. I mean, does, you know, to be on this call doesn't, you know, for the people who listen in, it probably does more for me than it does for you guys. It really does. And to hear these stories, it's some awesome stuff. If you guys can post the stories on Facebook to get, you know, get more people, you know, noticing that, you know, what we're doing is a wonderful thing for people and in their lives, that would be fantastic. Other than that, guys, it's 12:29. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow, Thursday, same time, same place. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're going to get more stories, more people just doing great things, because we are building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. Guys, I love you. Have a good day. Peace out. Later.